Alright, we're still driving. I had another thought, so I figured instead of holding it back, it may provide practical value for you. As I'm driving, I'm looking in my rearview, looking around, and I think about when we're stopped, put yourself in the position of somebody who's pulled over for a traffic violation, which for most of us, it happens. Why? Because you got 10 in your pocket. You drive like however you want. But the reality is when you get pulled over, you're always, think about what you're doing. You're constantly looking in your rear view. You're looking at your side views to see where the cop is and what he's going to do. And hopefully he's not the HJ that's going to be the one dude that's going to write you a fucking ticket because he's got insecurity issues. So what I want to tell you is this. Is I also put myself in a position of, if I was going to kill a cop on the side of the road, because certainly about something I was listening to, if I was going to kill a police officer on the side of the road and you had me pulled over, what would I be doing? I'd be in the same position, right? Figuring out what you're doing, looking at you in the rear view. So think about that when you're stopping cars. Here's some advice. Picture every motor vehicle stop as if you're going to die and you will live. Think about that real good in your brain. Every motor vehicle stop you make, you're going to get killed in the line of duty. And if you behave and put that in your mind, you will live. But think about this. What dictates that we have to walk directly in a straight line, right up on a car, touch the thumb, fingerprint, fucking whatever the fuck people do? What dictates that's a necessity? See, people know what you're going to do because we're predictable, because every cop does the same exact thing. Just some food for thought. Why not come in off the side of the car and come in at a 90? Why not try to use some cover around you to surprise people or keep an eye on them when they're looking at you? And when they don't see you coming, that's when you make your move and surprise them, right? Pay attention to what's going on in that rear view mirror when you're pulling over cars. Are they looking at you, right? I wouldn't be so quick to run up and rush up on the car, especially somebody who's really, really concerned with where you were. Think about that. People who get pulled over and think they're getting a ticket, what do? They're getting their documents. They're looking down at their wallet, trying to get their license out. But somebody who's up to no good is going to have you in their view almost at all times. And you've got to understand when the opportunity comes, you're to take advantage of that moment where they look down. That's when you make your move. So they're paying attention to you. You pay attention to them, okay? And don't treat this job like you can't get fucking killed. We had 3 cops killed in line of duty the past couple days. It is a serious game, and it can be prevented from happening to you. A lot of times, and sometimes that it's ambush style, there's nothing you can do, but the reality is there are a lot of things you can do, a lot of tactics that you can take into account and start thinking outside the box to make sure that you do not become a victim or somebody that we have to mourn online. And, you know, I'm sorry that anybody has to experience that, especially those of us who are still here, and that was somebody that we cared about tremendously. I'm not absolved from that feeling myself, just like anything else. So what you can do is take preemptive steps to be tactical and using your brain, showing up to work saying, damn, I could literally lose my life, you know. If you got a second chance where God would say, look, if you play this the right way, you're going to live. You would say, well, I'll play it that way. Well, play it like that in your head. Think about that. Think about using, this is a real game out here. Even if you're somebody who goes out and is going to write tickets all day, you may inevitably run across somebody who is engaged in criminal activity and does not want to go to jail. A lot of times people who are ticket writers will literally go out, make their stops, hammer tickets out, get their numbers up, and stop paying mindfulness to the fact that they could be killed. I've seen it. Traffic division officers who are less conscious because it becomes routine. Stopping a car, writing a ticket. Stopping a car, writing a ticket. It could be anyone and anything that's ready to take your life. Just don't be fucking stupid, right? And don't listen to everything that's everybody's, oh, that's the way we always did things here. I'm not going to try. He's trying to do that. I think that's kind of fucking strange. Right. You can say whatever you want, or you can say to yourself, I never thought of it that way. You know, it's actually pretty smart. You know what? I know the guy in this video actually gives a shit about us tremendously and is doing this because in his heart, he knows that he can make some kind of a change and difference in somebody's life may be saved. Get off the driver's side. Make your passenger side approaches. Stop making driver's side approaches. Watch my videos on that. And then everything else I just said in this video, employ that shit and watch how it works out for you. It'll work out good for you. I promise you. Or just do whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter to me. It may not ever happen to you, but it may happen to you. I'm not telling you this because I need to hear myself talk. I'm telling this because I don't want to see you die. And your family doesn't want to see you die. We have Christmas coming up. We don't want to see that happening. Okay, so if we can help it in any way from happening, we will.